It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It sure is getting harder for Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell to dine out in his home state. This weekend was the third time since July, while trying to have dinner in a restaurant, that the Senate Majority Leader has been heckled. The most recent episode was at a place in Louisville called Havana Rumba. His wife, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, was with him. From this week in agribusiness, those winds that battered the heartland over the weekend also fanned the flames of combine and field fires where crops burned. We heard of several combine fires at places like Ashkim, Illinois, Wapella, Illinois, Rankin, Illinois, and at Erling, Iowa. As the volunteers arrived on the scene of a combine blaze, they had an emergency of their own to deal with. Their fire chief of the Erling Fire Department, Tom Hendrick, had a medical problem. Chief Hendrick was pronounced dead later. Also from this week in agribusiness, an Indiana man stands charged with stealing two semi-truck loads of soybeans, one in June and one in September. And the sheriff says the 55-year-old man who is accused sold soybeans within days of both thefts. It happened at Modoc, Indiana. That's northeast of Indianapolis. Now, this is an interesting list. The places where more money is spent on Halloween than anywhere else. While Halloween spending is projected to be down some this year, it'll still be a $9 billion industry altogether. And 24/7 Wall Street compiled the top 25 cities for Halloween, including in that tally, in that computation, the number of costume stores and candy stores and haunted houses. And on that list of 25, there wasn't a single one located here in the heartland of the country. Phoenix, L.A., and Honolulu led the list. And when you look at the Halloween spending per person, we are way behind the South. The average in the South is $90 per person, while in the Midwest, the average is less than $80. Now, I wonder if they count in that the pumpkin purchased. You see, I bought one. I haven't spent anything on Halloween for years, but I bought a pumpkin the other day. I wonder if that gets counted, just buying a pumpkin, or if you have to carve it first before it gets counted in the Halloween total. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.